Horn and hoof, it's an elephant, youngster. Another leaned menacingly toward Skye. Were you listening in? Were you? Get rid of it, strong hide. Skye swallowed hard, holding her ground despite her trembling legs.
I just wanted to ask you something, she squeaked. Please?
The one called Stronghide lowered his horn and grunted angrily. Get out of here! Skye shivered. Stronghide was the biggest, and the heavy wrinkles in his stony skin did not hide the power of his muscles. Every instinct was screaming at Skye to run away. She shut her eyes tight, then opened them again.
You don't like elephants, I know.
No, we don't, bellowed Stronghide. So clear off.
I.
Skye tried to steady her voice.
I don't want to be here at this watering hole. I want the elephants to leave too. Maybe you can help? You could make our herd leave.
What? Stronghide shook his horn and gave a deep-throated grunt of fury. How dare you? How dare you? An elephant. Ask us for help. What have you ever done for us? As he stamped toward her, Skye flinched back. All you've ever done is keep the role of Great Mother for yourselves.
The nerve of it, spat another rhino.
How dare she indeed? Skye swallowed hard.
They really do hate us.
Does Great Mother ever ask us what we want? Demanded Stronghide. No. Her herd has the best of everything. Elephants always do, because they make sure of it. Your Great Mother is corrupt. She doesn't care about any other animal, and the sooner she's gone, the better. Then we'll see a proper leader. A proper great parent, a rhinoceros. Skye had had enough.
That's not true, she squealed. Great Mother isn't a bad leader, and she does care. You wait until the great gathering. You'll see.
Stronghide strode heavily toward her. He thumped the ground with a large, heavy forefoot. Are you calling us liars?
An elephant, rumbled another rhino. Calling us liars.
As one, they lowered their horns. Skye tensed, her blood running cold as water.
What are they?
The rhinos lunged and charged. Squealing, Skye stumbled around and ran. Behind her, she could hear the thunder of the rhino's great hooves drawing closer. She gasped, terrified, and pounded faster. Raising her trunk, she trumpeted a breathless alarm.
This might work out for the best,
it occurred to her through her cold terror.
If I can just reach safety, if they don't trample me, they might chase off the herd by accident.
She glanced over her shoulder to see the rhinos, far too close, then looked forward again and gasped. Great Mother loomed ahead, her ears flapping forward, her trunk raised. The huge matriarch stamped a foot and bellowed in fury. Immediately, the other elephants were awake and alert, tramping into line at Great Mother's side, facing down the rhinos. Squealing hoarsely with relief, Skye hurtled between Rain and Star, and they closed in to protect her. Moon stood there behind them, shivering with shock.
What's happening, Skye? Not now, Moon, stay back.
Skye turned toward the protective line of her aunts, just beyond the elephants. The rhinoceroses had trotted to a halt, and now they stood with their horns lowered, grunting in rage and pawing the ground.
We've had enough of your arrogance.
That was Stronghide. Skye recognized his voice.
Leave now.
Leave.
Great Mother's voice resounded around the watering hole. She sounded even more frightening than the rhino, Skye thought with relief.
We will not leave, Stronghide. Bring your grievances to the great gathering as every other creature does.
We will get no justice from an elephant, yelled Stronghide.